Sir, sir, what is your name?
Omar Miranda.
Okay, sir, thank you. Okay, Mr. Miranda, can you hear me plainly, sir?
Yes, sir.
You've been before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright in the middle, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today, sir. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction, as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Turner.
Okay.
So, sir, just for the record, could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us?
My name is Omar Miranda. My DOC number is 308-820.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Negative. I'm representing myself.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Mr. Miranda, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
The first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about May 30th, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance dated May 21st through June 18th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's false.
Okay. So the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 18, 2018, as written directed on June 15, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you are actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is false.
Okay. All right, so sir, let me state that both of those allegations are false. We are going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, to get some additional information. Mr. Turner.
Okay.
Allegation number one. On 5/30/2018, the offender filed a report to task and produced a UA sample for his color compliance maroon for the task individual testing compliance summer date 5/21/2018 through 6/18/2018. Allegation number two. On 6/15/2018, CCO Nace handed over a violation letter to the offender's residence at 9225 East Main Street, number 2, Mesa, Arizona, 85207. The offender was not present. The violation letter was given to the offender's sponsor, Romario Miranda, father. He was directed to report to the Mesa Regional Parole Office on 6/18/2018 by 1100 hours. He failed to report to the Mesa Regional Parole Office on 6/18/2018 at 1100 hours as written. Directed on 6/15/2018 by CCO Nace. Offenders actively avoiding supervision. Follow up. 6/18/2018, CCO Nace made contact with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office in an attempt to locate the offender and was advised that he is not in their custody. CCO Nace also contacted Banner Desert Hospital and the offender is not in their registry as a patient within their facility. On 6/18/2018, CCO Nace made contact with the offender's sponsor, Romario Medrano, father, who stated the offender still resides at the residence but refuses to report to his parole officer. There are no other family or friends available to contact in an attempt to locate the offender.
Okay, so Mr. Miranda, what's not true about that, those two allegations?
I was actually trying to make it there, but I didn't have transportation, so I notified Ms. Nace that I was en route, and she said to come the next day once again, I'm on my way there, and it wasn't good enough, so I kind of got spooked and decided not to show up because I got spooked.
Okay.
But I should have just went, and this would have been avoided. I had a job. I was doing what I had to do. I just couldn't make it because I was so far east, and I didn't have a car.
Mr. Miranda, we're going to probably discuss this when we get into phase two of your hearing, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I move to find that Mr. Miranda was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second. I agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you in your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. We're going to go with some information with you, sir, and then give you the opportunity to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Right.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Miranda was released from ADC custody on 5/21/2018. And arrested on 6/26/2018 by Mesa PD on a new misdemeanor charge of theft. He's returned back to ADC custody on 6/26/2018 with adjusted CACD at 1/26/2019 with 8 abscondes. Current conviction, 2015 commitment A count 1, custodial interference 1 year 9 months. 2015 commitment A count 2, custodial interference 9 months. 2016, flight from law vehicle, 1 year, 6 months. Has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-1. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. He self-admitted to being a member of the criminal student gang Linwood Dukes out of Los Angeles. Has no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrest, 2010, assault with a deadly weapon in Nevada, guilty, other sanctions. 2014, domestic violence, Nevada, misdemeanor conviction, probation. Has a GED score of G5-V6. As far as the status of charges on the new misdemeanor charge of theft, I do not have those.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Miranda, so when you were released on May 21st, you were approved to reside at 9225 East Main Street. You didn't have any other residence. Were you still staying there at the time that you were arrested, sir?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And sir, were you working during that period of time?
I was.
Where was it?
I was working to a friend. It was under the table, but it was a construction job. So I was gone at 5 in the morning and back at 4. And I would ride my bike to work and back, so that would take easy, like, another hour and a half to everyday commute.
So it says that you were for treatment, you had a task, you had the random urinalysis testing, you assigned the color in the room, you submitted one sample, which was on May 30th, and you failed to submit a UA at the task. Why didn't you submit that UA?
I never knew I had a color. I knew I had to come back the 30th and the 31st, and I was never told a color. Otherwise, I would have shown up and did my UA. I don't have a problem doing UAs. I've been done with drugs for years, and I don't feel like I was notified. And if I would have known my color was maroon, then I knew I should have been calling every day, or at least met Mrs. Nace, because I never met her. I think I would have done a lot better, because like I said, I was working, I was staying at my dad's house, I was staying out of trouble, I was just all the time busy at work. If not, I was at home tired, because I did work from early in the morning, but I had to go ride my bike there and then come back. You know, it's like easily 3 hours a day on the bike, and it's hot out there. After work, I need drinks. So it's not that I show no effort, it's just I didn't know I had a color, or I didn't know I had a task card out here. I'm not from this day. I've never done parole or probation on this day, so I can't tell you what it consists of, you know?
So, Mr. Turner, does it say in there that he was?
The initial intake on 5/21/18. I can read the whole thing, or I can just read the part about your analysis. What would you prefer?
Just the analysis.
This is your analysis testing. Task color maroon, new task form signed and color code explained. Offender directed to begin calling on color immediately.
Okay, so sir, when you had your intake interview with your PO, you signed the form and they notified you of what your color was and that you needed to call every day, sir.
I do recall signing a lot of paperwork. It was not a lot, probably like a good 8, maybe 10 pages. But I do not recall being informed about the color itself and that I had a call every day. Because I'm bluntly honest, I didn't call one time because I didn't know. If I would have known, I would have called every day. And if I would have known my color was maroon, as soon as it would have been called, I would have followed with whatever directive was to be done. And
so why didn't you contact your PO when you knew the PO was trying to get a hold of you?
Because at that point, I just felt like I was already going to be violated and I was in trouble. Be honest.
So what happened when you got stopped by you came in contact with Mesa PD for theft?
It was actually quite a really funny story. I went to go eat before work and I forgot my wallet at home, or actually at my friend's back the house. So I left my friend and her pregnant friend at Denny's. Well, I went back to the house and got my wallet. I didn't make it back to the house. I got pulled over by Mesa PD. Now, that was an honest mistake, and that's what got me brought back. But it's not like I was engaging in criminal activity or trying to do any,
So why
I'm not trying to start.
So why did you get pulled over by Mesa PD?
Because I was, the Denny's lady called the cops saying basically did a dining dash, which was what it was. I was literally going back to the house and grabbed my wallet because my friends were still at the Denny's. I left my stuff there with them, so they, I was going to go there and come back and pay the bill. Simple as that.
So why did he... Go ahead, I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off.
The lady obviously didn't believe me, so she called Mesa PD, and on my way to the house, I was blocked away from the house. I even told the cops when they pulled me over, I know you pulled me over because of this. If you can, take me to the house, I'll grab my wallet, go back to Denny's, pay my bill, and I'll go to jail for my absconding warrant. I'm not trying to pick up no new cases or charges. But of course, they're not going to believe me. I was stereotyped. That's what I feel. But God and I know what really happened. And there's nothing I can really prove to you but what I'm telling you.
All right. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions.
I'd like to see a few notes from OMS for the record.
Okay.
On his initial intake, he was given an extra report date of 5/31/2018. On 6/1/2018, Ms. Nace documented the following. Offender reported to the parole office on 5/31/18 as directed, but left the office before he could be seen. Called the offender, he stated that he had waited for 2 hours and then left. This was incorrect. The offender signed in at 13:33 hours and his parole officer was at lunch. CCO Nace called the offender at 14:20 and he was gone. He directed the offender that he needed to be in the parole office on 6/4/2018 at 11 o'clock. And no excuses if they acknowledge he understood.
True.
On 6-6-2018, Ms. Nays made another comment, the offender failed to report to the parole office on 6-4-18 as directed, called the offender's sponsor, Romero Miranda, the father, and left a message for him for the offender to report to his parole office as soon as possible. Offender has also failed to submit a UAA test on 5-30-18 on his color day of maroon. Offender needs to report to the parole office to have his ACATS done. On 6-12-2018, called and spoke with the offender's father, Romero Miranda, who stated that he had told the offender that he needs to report to his parole officer. Romero stated that he would talk to him today since he is off work today and tomorrow and would try to bring him into the office at 6-13. She told Romero, if the offender did not report on 6-13-18, a warrant would be issued. He stated that he would do what he could to get the offender into the office. On 6-15-18, a violation letter was hand-delivered to the offender's address at 9225 East Main Street, lot number 2, Mesa, Arizona, 85207. The letter was given to the offender's father, I think we went over this earlier, telling him to report. The offender never reported. He was given ample opportunity to report.
Okay. All right, so the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion, sir?
No, thank you. It was misconception on my side. Honest mistakes, but we all make mistakes.
Okay. All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. And we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision at that time, sir.
Okay.
All right. The board's now into discussion. It appears that Mr. Miranda says that he was working during that period of time. He was staying with his dad. He did receive a notification and was informed by his dad that he needed to report to his parole officer. However, he said that he got spooked and didn't want to report to the parole office because he just felt he was going to be sent back to prison. He got stopped by the Mesa PD. After him and two female friends of his were at Denny's, he says he left his wallet at home and he left the friends at the Denny's and he was going home on his bike to get his money or his wallet, and that time he was stopped by Mesa PD and placed under arrest because the people at Denny's had called the police. I think that the parole officer was definitely trying to work with Mr. Miranda during this period of time. However, Mr. Miranda made a decision not to keep in contact with his PO. He would be released on January 26, 2019. I think it's best that he goes ahead and complete his time. Then when he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He'll be able to move about freely as he pleases at that time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Other comments coming from my colleagues, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Miranda, find that he was delinquent, violated the term condition of his supervision, and had lapses about the lapse in the criminal ways of company, as he then has gone for 8 days, and we have no idea exactly what he was doing during that period of days, and he was subsequently arrested by Mesa PD for a theft charge.
Second.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Riley. Agreed, Mr. Quintanilla. Okay, Mr. Miranda?
Yes.
Yeah. So the board voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on January 26th of 2019. During that period of time when you're released, so you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be able to move about freely as you please, and hopefully, sir, you won't have any other negative contacts with law enforcement. I have to come back before this board again. Thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing today, sir. We will take the next person that's coming in, sir.
Yes, sir. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, sir.